Hey everyone, welcome back to the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast. Today's topic is one you chose in an online poll, the business process management lessons learned from Dalton in the 1984 cult classic movie Roadhouse. Yes, they're remaking it and that movie's coming out soon, but today we're going to talk about the 80s version with Patrick Swayze as Dalton, the cooler, who's the head bouncer at a club. And he, believe it or not, brings a lot of great management and leadership skills to that role. So I'm going to break them down for you. Those skills are: he did research, had clear communication, created a hierarchy, changed the culture, understood the audience, definitely established rules, processes, and systems with expectations, and offered support. He exhibited leadership and ultimately did all of this work to protect the brand. So let's dive into those elements of business process management learned from Dalton the Cooler in the 1984 film Roadhouse. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. All right, guys, here we go. We're going to break down the business process management lessons from Dalton in the film Roadhouse from 1984. Again, those are research, clear communication, hierarchy, changing the culture, understanding the audiences, rules, processes, systems, and expectations, plus the support necessary, leadership, and protecting the brand. I'm going to break down all these elements for you here over the next 15 or 20 minutes on the Saturday Morning Hustle. So right off the bat, you know the film I'm talking about. If you've never seen this film, go see the original. Do not go see the remake that's coming out on Netflix or Hulu or wherever that's happening. The original from 1984, Patrick Swayze at the prime of his career comes right into town to a bar that is in trouble. Lots of fights, lots of violence, lots of stealing, losing money, everything's going wrong, and he's been hired to fix the bar. The first thing he did was research. He didn't show up and announce himself. He actually walks into the bar and watches what happens. He watches what the staff does. He watches what the patrons do. He sees what the owner is doing. It's not too dissimilar to what they do now on Bar Rescue and some of these other shows where people show up to help you fix your business. So Dalton was the original Bar Rescue for sure. So Dalton goes in, everyone keeps asking him who he is, what his name is. He won't tell anyone, and he's observing. He's observing what the staff is doing well and what they're doing poorly. He's observing the atmosphere. He's trying to understand the audience and understand the situation. He's doing research. This is 1984. This is before the internet. This is where you have to go somewhere and watch what happens in order to know what happens. You also can't just show up and ask the employees or ask the boss or ask the owner what's happening because they're going to have their version of it. He needed to see it happen for himself. So he did. Went in, had a cup of coffee, watched a fight happen, ultimately ended up having to step in, and then everyone knew that Dalton was there. So first thing he did was research so that he could understand what was really happening and not just people's opinions of what was happening. Now, the next scene we have is where the owner of the business is going to establish that Dalton is working for them now. He makes the announcement, Dalton's in charge. They set some clear rules in place, and this is a very famous scene, the three rules scene. But the first thing the owner did was make it clear that Dalton was now in charge and that everyone worked for him. So there was clear communication. It was a group meeting. Everyone was in the same room together, clearly stating Dalton's in charge. Ask him with questions. If he tells you that you're promoted, you're promoted. If he tells you you're fired, you're fired. If he changes your job, etc., don't go past Dalton and go back to the owner. Stay there. A clear hierarchy that was communicated to the whole group in front of the group so that everyone understood what was happening. Another great business tip right there. In that process, in that meeting, the first thing Dalton did was change the culture. He changed the culture by first firing the worst employee. He told him he didn't have the temperament for the job, essentially a guy who was working as a bouncer, but just wanted to fight. And the point of a bouncer is not fighting, but in order to stop fights or eliminate them, or at least move them out of the public viewing. So he was not the right person for the job. He gave him his final paycheck and moved him on to something better. Made a comment about Barber College, which was kind of funny. He also let go an employee that was selling drugs. She was doing something illegal, detrimental to the company, bad for the culture. Just those two firings, the bad bouncer and the bad bartender that was selling drugs, changed the culture. It changed the attitude in the room, and it set clear expectations for the fact that what was communicated earlier, that if Dalton fires you, you are indeed fired. So they backed up the hierarchy that they had created so that everyone understood how the management system worked. With that change in culture, he also established that he understood the audience. There's a whole kind of thing there about they're attracting the wrong clients for the wrong reasons. The people that are coming to the bar are coming for the wrong reasons, not spending enough money, causing trouble, pushing away good clients, etc. So he established that he did understand the culture. That was his past experience as a bouncer and a cooler, and his observations in his research the day before. So establishing that they understood who the audience was currently, and that changes need to be made in order to establish a new audience or attract a new audience, or at the very least not repel the audience that they really wanted and needed for the establishment to be successful. Sounds like business, right? Now, the next thing he did, and this is very important, and this is the scene is called the three rules. So I'm going to give you those three rules, then I'm going to break down how those three rules can apply to any business and how they weren't just rules, but they were rules that when you put them together, created a process demonstrated later in the movie. Those processes became the systems that made the bar operate better and eventually become profitable and a place where they are then now attracting the right audience. But not just setting rules, but setting rules with expectations, letting the staff know what they needed to do and why, and how they would be achieving things the way the new boss, Dalton, I always say that wrong. It's Dalton. So he expressed the rules, the process, the system, and his expectations as their boss, but also gives them support mechanisms, which I'll explain when I tell you the three rules. And then if you go watch the film, you will see the examples of these things working. So the three rules are: never underestimate your opponent, take it outside, and be nice. Now, in and of itself, those three rules don't really help any of us in anything we're doing, especially being a bouncer in a bar. But this created the opportunity for the staff to ask questions, and then there was clear communication between Dalton and them, again, of his expectations, and then the support systems in order to achieve those three rules. Never underestimate your opponent, take it outside, and be nice. The follow-up to be nice is until it's time to not be nice. And then, of course, the question is, how do you know? And Dalton, as the leader, says, I'll let you know, because they'll have a process in place. You see where this is going, right? So let's break down rule number one: never underestimate your opponent. In this case, if you're the bouncer, you can't decide if someone is a big guy, small guy, whatever, how good of a fighter, what they're going to do, how they might attack you, if two other people will jump in, etc. You can't underestimate your opponent. In business, we need to understand the situation. We need to be prepared. We need to create as many things, as many assets and processes and systems as possible in order to give us the best opportunity to compete. Simple enough, right? Your business can thrive and succeed if you set yourself up to compete as well as possible. Don't underestimate your opponent. You might be a bigger company. You might have better market share. You might have been in the industry longer. You might have better tech, better customer service, better price. Whatever it is, there are still things that your opponents do your competition, the people that are competing for the same dollar that you are in business, that have advantages for them. And so you need to create as many advantages as possible, create as many tools and support and systems as possible in order to take the most advantage of your strengths, try to mitigate your weaknesses, and try to, when you do have to compete directly with someone, in this case, it was a bar fight, but in our case, we're talking about business competition, which is ultimately about establishing yourself in the best way with your best customer. That's how you sum up not underestimating your opponent by being prepared and doing what's best for you, your business, your system, your process. So that's rule number one. Rule number two, take it outside. In the bar business, no one wants a fight to happen in the middle of the dance floor, in the middle of the bar itself, because it disrupts the audience around you. No one wants to get caught up in it. You have innocent people that are not part of it, maybe getting hurt, things getting broken, etc. So in the bar business, you want to take that fight outside. You also want to create the situation, much like rule number one, where your staff, your team of bouncers, your people have the most advantage. The person starting the fight or causing the trouble in the bar has people with them and they know what to expect. When you change the location, you change the scenario that they didn't expect and it creates an advantage for the team. So taking it outside is really positioning. In business, we position our brand and our marketing in a way that presents us in the best light to our best target audience in situations where we win more often than not. Again, it's based on price, customer service, technology, other advantages that you have, geography, hours of operation, whatever it is. Always positioning your business, even if you have to change the conversation, even if you have to move the conversation, maybe you move the conversation away from price and towards technology or customer service or vice versa, in order to create an advantage for you. Change the battleground to make an advantageous situation for you and move away from the things that you don't want other people to see or you don't want to have experienced by your customers or the public. That is positioning in business. In this movie, it's taking the fight outside. And every time later in the film that the bar staff takes the fight outside, they gain the advantage. So Dalton's rule was correct. Take it outside is positioning your business. Now, this one is the one that's the famous one. People talk about it. It's be nice. Dalton says, be nice. Now, he's talking about when someone's causing trouble in the bar. They're not being nice. They're being rude or unruly or ugly or violent. Not nice. He asked the staff to be nice, which they were taken back by. Why would we be nice? Well, first of all, that's customer service. Replying and starting the conversation nice is a good asset, a good idea for customer service. You don't want to start a fight. You don't want to engage them in the fight that the drunk and unruly guy and girl is looking for. Instead, you want to change the conversation and approach them as nice as possible. It's not only the person you're talking to, but the people around them who will now engage in that customer service. Sometimes you can disarm it. Best case scenario, by being nice, you disarm the situation, you bring the tension down, there's no actual fight, everyone wins. Good deal. Now, of course, the bar staff believes that being nice won't work, and in most cases in this film, they're probably right. In business, being nice can often, very often, defuse the situation and keep it from getting worse, and maybe even create a better situation if you react well, if your customer service is better than expected. Someone who came in to fight or to argue to be mad, by addressing them, by being nice, and by addressing the issue and offering customer service, you can diffuse it, maybe even create a fan out of them when originally they were there to be negative towards you. So be nice until it's time to not be nice. This is the second half of this rule. Of course, the staff is very confused by this, but Dalton knows exactly what to do because he understands systems and processes. He understands he's given them these three rules. He understands that sometimes you can make sure you don't underestimate your opponent. You can also take it outside, but How do you know when to not be nice? How far do you have to go? How often is the customer right until the customer isn't right? When their complaint is illogical or irrelevant or something you can't really comply with, or they're not there to be appeased, they are there to fight. That's when you know it's time to not be nice. And the answer in the movie is, Dalton says, I will tell you when it's time to not be nice. What he really means is, you're going to approach them, you're going to have a support staff doing jobs with you, and ultimately, I will give you the cue when you can go from being nice to not being nice. There is a process in place. And eventually, the next time they have a fight, that is somewhere someone shows up to start a fight in the bar, they take it outside, there's a time to not be nice, Dalton gives everyone their cues, you see how first guy addresses it, the second guy comes behind him, a third guy fills the hole left by the second guy, etc. That's process. They have a system in place. They have rules and processes and systems to address the issues, fix them in the way that's advantageous for you. And if that isn't working, the leader, Dalton, can then drive the process and even step in himself, which we'll talk about in leadership, and make the executive decision in order to not be nice. So you can do the same thing in your business as well, by having rules and having processes and having systems, but then having the tools, the assets behind them to make it work as well as possible for your staff, for the people executing those rules, processes, and systems, until it's time for the leadership to make an executive decision to make a change. So those are the three rules. With systems, processes in place, clear expectations, what he wants and how he wants you to do it. And if you don't know, you can then ask him, and there'll come a time where he'll tell you it's time to not be nice. And that is looking to your leadership, because there's this clear communication and a clear hierarchy of how things get done. It all works together. It's a simple scene in the film, but there's a lot we can derive from it on the business side. Ultimately, of course, when the rest of the film, we see these things work. We see how things work out. The people that were skeptical before are now believers coming in. They start to clean up. They change the culture of the staff, which means they change the culture of the patrons. They start running off the audience they don't want. They start attracting the audience they do want. All of that starts to work out. So now the examples, the systems, the expectations, everything that Dalton has laid out for them is working. It's proving out, and the staff is buying in, and the culture continues to change and establish and do better and better. So Dalton definitely demonstrates lots of leadership skills. I'm going to go through those real quickly. He not only leads by reputation. When he shows up the first night, people say, ooh, it's Dalton. He's known in the bar industry in this film, but then leads by example. There are times where the person is that's causing trouble in the bar is more than the team can handle, and Dalton steps in himself. He doesn't wait for them to go through the process. He goes right to it and doesn't do any. He doesn't ask anyone on the staff to do anything he won't do. He won't ask them to fight patrons if he won't do it. He's willing to do it. That's a leadership example. He has created structure and delegated how there's a point person, the first person who engages the troublemaker, a second person who comes in behind him, how people cover for each other, how they put new processes in place so people aren't stealing from the business or selling drugs or doing the other things that were eliminated by firing the bad employees. So they put structure in place. They allow for delegation. They take on problems as a team. No one is set out to go into a fist fight by themselves. They have backup, whether it's their other bouncers or the cooler or the whole group. They take it outside, they change the scenarios, they create advantageous situations for them. They do all these things together through the leadership of Dalton. And all of this comes together. They clean up the activity, they drive off the bad elements, they attract a better audience, they change their wardrobe. At some point you see they all are in matching shirts. You can clearly see who's the staff and who's not. There's this elevation and evolution of the culture with the staff and the patrons. All of this is working. Now there's other things too, because there's a bad guy here who causes trouble. It's got to be drama. It's a film, right? But all of this work is done to protect the brand. By changing the negative outlook of the brand, it was the Double Deuce Saloon, and people said, you go there if you want to cause trouble, get into a fight, or do something scandalous, buy drugs. They changed it to a great place where you could have a good time. You won't see a fight. There won't be violence. There won't be trouble there because of what's happening at the new Double Deuce under the leadership of Dalton and his team, who's bought into the systems, the processes, and the culture. All of that is to protect the brand, to create profitability in the business, to attract the right audience. And then all they have to do is serve them in the way that audience expects, which is just simply run their business. Do what they've promised the audience they will do. This all goes into protecting the brand. This all creates new business, attracts the right audience. The right audience, you meet their expectations. Now you create repeat business, the best business in the world, the most profitable business, the business that you can probably keep, plan on, and eventually even bank on is repeat business, the best thing you want to do. And that's exactly what Dalton did by cleaning up the brand through leadership, through system and process, through culture. All of that gives the audience, the right audience, what they need, the way they need it, in a way that's profitable for the bar, beneficial for all, and everyone's happy. These are the business lessons from the film Roadhouse. Now, there's all kinds of other drama in the film I mentioned. There's a bad guy who doesn't like all this, continues to create artificial issues, and you gotta have all that because it's a action film, and ultimately there's a big fight, and ultimately Dalton rips someone's throat out. It's true. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. I'm not suggesting anyone ultimately gets into a fight and rips someone's throat out, but if you'll do all of these other things, if you'll listen to the examples, if you'll put those three rules into place, if you'll do all the things that I just talked about on this podcast today, your business has a much higher potential for being successful because of the business process management we learned from Dalton the Cooler in the 1984 cult classic Roadhouse. If you've seen it before, go watch it again and see if all this clicks and makes sense when you see the three rules scene and how the employees, the staff work afterwards. If you've never seen it, go watch it. It's a fun ride. If you want to see the remake that's coming out soon, that's fine as well. See you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle Entrepreneur AF and Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.